Regina, there are reports of a quadruple homicide on Carry the Kettle First Nation. Saskatchewan RCMP are reporting that on February 4 at approximately 11:15 a.m., File Hills First Nations Police Service received a report of sudden deaths at a residence on the First Nation. RCMP report that officers immediately responded and located four deceased persons inside the residence. The initial investigation from File Hills Police is that the deaths are suspicious in nature. Saskatchewan RCMP Major Crimes has been called on to continue the investigation. Information can be submitted anonymously by contacting Saskatchewan Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS, 8477, or www.saskcrimestoppers.com. Police are also saying that on February 4, around 3:15 p.m., Saskatchewan RCMP received multiple reports of an adult male pointing a gun at individuals on Zajimanishinabek, formerly Sakamay First Nation. Police say it is unknown if this incident is related to the sudden deaths on Carry the Kettle Nakota Nation. There has been a further update from the RCMP about who the suspect is who pointed the firearm in this particular incident. According to police, investigators believe the suspect is Keegan Panapikisik, 29. Police describe him as 5 feet 10 inches tall and 170 pounds with blue eyes and brown hair. He has tattoo of tears on upper right arm. RCMP say they are working on obtaining a photo. It is unconfirmed yet if he is also connected with the deaths on Carry the Kettle Nakota Nation. Saskatchewan RCMP say they are carefully monitoring this situation, which has included continual assessment as to whether a dangerous person alert is required. They are currently working to try and locate him and are asking the public to remain vigilant, to not approach suspicious persons or pick up hitchhikers, and to not approach Keegan Panapikisik. Instead, if you see him, call 911 immediately. Police are saying this is an unfolding investigation and they are unable to provide further details about the deceased persons at this time. They do plan to provide an update once available. The RCMP add there will be a continued increased police presence on Carry the Kettle Nakota Nation. People are being asked to avoid areas where police officers are present and follow any police direction provided. The public is asked to remain vigilant and exercise caution if in the Zajimanishinabek area. If an imminent risk to public safety is identified, the public will be notified, say police. Earlier today, Carry the Kettle Nakota Nation Chief Scott Eshopi had informed residents on a Facebook post about an incident on the reserve. To our nation and community members, I'm sorry I have to announce in this way. We have had a break and enter in one of our homes last night, Eshopi posted. We ask everyone to please stay clear as there has been a homicide on north side of reserve. If anyone has any information, please call our local police. CTK community members. RCMP and emergency services are on site at a call and requesting that everyone please stay away from the area around the north end of the reserve where there is heavy police presence. Please do not stop on the grid 606 for any reason. If you need to stop, park on farthest side of edge of road. Do not block road, emergency vehicles need to enter. Your cooperation is greatly appreciated to ensure the safety of everyone involved. Later, both the Cowessess First Nation and the Sakamay First Nation's official page reported a heavy police presence at Zajim. Cowessess posted the following. Expect a heavy police presence on Zajim. Suspects from the CTK quadruple homicide may be in the area and are considered armed. The emergency response team is en route. Please lock your doors, stay inside and stay safe. Sakamay posted the following. Attention, residents of Zajim. Please shelter in your home. Any activities at the complex have been cancelled until further notice. Broadview RCMP have asked residents to stay away from public buildings and off the roads. This will ensure safety for residents as RCMP search the area for suspects at large. Heavy RCMP presence will remain until the suspects are located. We will post an update as the situation develops. Kakawistaha First Nation has also posted the following on Facebook. Community of Kakawistaha, Please be advised that we will be doubling our patrols today in light of the serious violent incident that has occurred at CTK. We have been alerted that the suspects may have made their way east and might possibly be in Zhajim. We ask that everyone take precautions, try to remain indoors, keep your doors locked, and check on any family members.